Good afternoon. We're going to call the meeting to order for the Economic Growth and Neighborhood Investment Fund for April 24th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Chair Vasquez, Vice Chair Shaw, Treasurer Kilkenny, and Directors Geisler, Jenkins, Rath, Avila, and Russell are present. Secretary Robinson is excused.
Thank you. Item number two, non-agenda public comment?
There are none.
Ex parte communications? About potential agenda items? No? All right, moving on to consent agenda.
Agenda.
Okay.
Be happy to second that.
What's that?
I'd be happy to second that.
All right. Okay, so we're going to have item five, number eight on consent agenda. Ready to vote?
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. We're on the growth fund.
Mr. Chair, before we get to item number six, I just want to note that I need to recuse from this item. Mission-driven finance, who's a partner on this item, is a former client of my company, so I need to recuse.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. So we're moving on to item number six, the Access Youth Academy. We have Sir Lengel.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the Economic Growth Fund. Michael Lengel, Vice President for Lending Investment with Civic San Diego. This item is regarding an amendment to a bridge loan to Access Youth Academy. Access Youth Academy was created in 2006 to transform the lives of underserved youth through academic membership in the sport of squash. In 2017, the Economic Growth Fund provided a loan of $250,000 to help Access Youth acquire property from the Jacobs Center, located in Encanto, to build their new headquarters facility. And then in 2018, in December, we provided an additional $800,000 in working capital to cover pre-development costs, moving up to getting their project funding. Their overall project is a $14 million transaction to build a new 22,000 square foot facility. That $800,000 additional loan was to be dispersed in two advances. On closing in December, we advanced $400,000 to cover already incurred costs. And then the second advance was really set to fund earlier this month. And the conditions for that second advance was that they had all financing commitments in place. And that include a commitment in new markets tax credits. And those awards, as you know, in the past, typically come out February and March, so we would be in place if we had a new allocation to make that commitment. However, due to the government shutdown that occurred late last year, that's actually the award announcements have been delayed approximately 3 months. And it is at this time we're expecting awards to come out sometime in May. However, Access Youth Academy has permits that they actually need to pool and pay the end of this month, because otherwise they expire on May 1. So they actually have about $200,000 expenses to pay the city, so their project would be, they pull their permits, pay the permits, have a fully entitled project. But if they miss that timeline, obviously they have to go through the entitlement process again. So they've requested two things. They requested, given the three-month delay, a three-month extension on interest only on their note, and a partial advance of $200,000. And the final $200,000 would come after the commitments to tax credits. In terms of their other financing, they have they now have a letter of interest from Low Income Investment Fund for $5 million in debt financing. And then yesterday, the City Council did approve actually $5.5 million in community development block grant funds, so a grant of $5.5 million. So that combined with the debt financing, the other financing is in place, and we're really just waiting the commitments of tax credits. And if that comes next month and we place the credits, they would look to actually break ground either August or September. If by chance the fund did not get tax credits, they have two other community development entities that are ready to place those tax credits. One would be contingent on getting an award, and the second one actually has tax credits in place. So we feel really confident they will get their award, get the project funding. So we're just looking for the additional advance of $200,000 at this point. The funding for the advance would come from Mission Driven Finance, their second tranche. And in their tranche is set up upon $200,000 from Mission Driven Finance. We would provide that Access Youth Academy under their loan. And then we would actually increase our loan to Mission Driven Finance from $100,000 to $200,000. So we have a 1-to-2 match. And so we would actually extend $100,000 additional credit to Mission Driven Finance, which they're using to deploy and other small businesses to support the San Diego economy. And then if Access Youth does their final request of $200,000, that would be sourced from Alliance Healthcare Foundation. They would extend their final $200,000 to the fund, and we would then turn around and make that loan to Access Youth Academy. Then once the tax credit transaction closes, Access Youth Academy will pay off the loan to the Economic Growth Fund, and we would turn around and pay off our loans from Mission Driven Finance and from Alliance Healthcare Foundation. So, and that concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions.
Do I have any directors? Jenkins?
So I guess the question that I have, the loans that we have provided, the advances rather, have been you've made a good case that they're well secured, and I guess I would just wonder if the city grant of $5.5 million is also secured, and whether that any security arrangements supersede Civic's position.
We actually did talk to city staff yesterday. With the city council approval, the grant is dedicated to Access Youth Academy. There isn't a senior requirement in terms of security on that grant, so our structure remains in place as senior, and actually those grant funds would come in place after we close the New Markets Tax Credit transaction and would be to support the project development. At that point, our loan would actually be paid off. So those grant funds come available in July, and then we anticipate upon receiving those funds, we would close the New Markets transaction and pay off this loan. So it doesn't affect the security, but it does certainly improve the project financing.
Okay. With that, I'll move approval of item number 6.
Second.
Any other discussion? Russell.
I just want to comment that we have supported this project all along because I think there's a consensus I've heard at the board. This is a very valuable project, and I'm very pleased to be able to support it today.
All right. With that, please vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 7, Jackie Robinson, YMCA. Mr. Lengel again.
Good afternoon, Michael Lengel, Civic San Diego. This item is regarding our investment with the Jackie Robinson YMCA. The investment was made in 2016, and the facility closed in 2017. It was a $23 million New Markets Tax Credit allocation. Part of the financing for the project included a $5 million state parks grant, and that grant had a requirement that there wouldn't be an underlying deed of trust on the property that could at some point through a foreclosure not have the building and the facility be used for park space. And the grant was on a reimbursement basis, and after the project was finished and the YMCA looked to get reimbursed, this issue came up, and the state parks department has been withholding the grant until the issue is fixed. The YMCA has proposed to remove the deed of trust but provide Civic San Diego guarantee through the YMCA of San Diego County, which is actually how we structured our first investment, the Copley Price YMCA. Obviously, the project is finished. This would provide $8 million in reimbursement back to the YMCA, and the YMCA is a strong organization. So staff feels comfortable with this opportunity to change the deed of trust into a guarantee to move the project forward. So looking for your consideration. Happy to take any questions on this item.
Thank you. Director Shaw.
Thank you. I appreciate the report. A simple question. Do we have, by removing that deed of trust, do we have exposure? Does the fund have exposure?
The fund would have exposure losing collateral, except for the fact that we are providing, again, in interim, the guarantee from a strong nonprofit that has a strong balance sheet. So in terms of looking at collateral, both council and staff, we find that even collateral and the project is finished. So from a New Narcos perspective, we feel we're in a good spot with this proposal.
Okay. I like the project. I'm glad we were able to fund it. Just don't like to be overly exposed. Thanks.
Anybody else? All right, so we need a motion to move this forward. Director Jenkins, Director Shaw, please vote.
The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you. That concludes our meeting. This meeting is adjourned.